This is a podcast on the human impact of desertification, third in our new climate impact series, as summarized from information found in DARA's Climate Vulnerability Monitor of 2010. If you haven't already, be sure to tune in to our previous discussions on climate change in gender and climate change in agriculture. Habitat loss is one of the four climate impact areas identified by the Climate Vulnerability Monitor and refers to the loss of human habitat due to desertification and sea level rise. Sea level rise is perhaps the most visible form of habitat loss, represented in the media by images of polar bears floating on crumbling icebergs and government cabinets conducting underwater meetings, yet another type of climate-driven habitat loss that affects approximately 2.5 million people today and 10 million people projected in 2030 is desertification. Developing countries are expected to experience over 80% of these impacts. So how does desertification happen? Defined as the process by which arable land degrades into desert, desertification is caused by overgrazing, overcultivation, unsustainable water use, and deforestation, all of which are rooted in human activity. Rising temperatures and stronger winds due to climate change have proven to aggravate these effects. In many desertification-prone lands, temperatures are already an average of 5 degrees Celsius hotter than the pre-industrial norm. Shifting rainfall patterns may benefit particular areas, but in most cases make already marginal arid zones even drier. These changes push the local ecosystem into a vicious cycle. Vegetation dies off, a lack of shade allows remaining water to evaporate, and soil salinity rises, harming new growth prospects. Reduction in vegetation also means these areas have a reduced capacity for temperature regulation, which results in hot-cold extremes that are hostile to most life forms and further discourage regeneration. Arid lands degrade until they cannot recover from drought even with the return of rain. Since desert sand dunes advance with little resistance, desert expansion can occur very rapidly. The Gobi Desert, for example, has reached an explosive growth rate of 15 kilometers per year. Now let's explore the human impact of desertification. Desertification has damaging health, economic, and social effects. To begin by naming just a few of these, dust storms, for instance, can assist in the spread of infectious diseases such as meningitis. Hotter regions of land become more vulnerable to wildfire. Degraded land becomes unfit for crops or grazing, which decreases land productivity and biodiversity. This, coupled with limited water resources, pushes societies into poverty and conflict to the point where increasing numbers of inhabitants have to uproot and leave. Measures exist for stemming or even reversing desertification, such as soil conservation and reforestation projects. But these types of measures can be extremely costly per square kilometer or mile of land restored. With 40% of the planet's land surface classified as arid, the task seems daunting. However, just as desertification is caused by additional factors other than climate change, measures which combat the phenomenon also protect populations from wider concerns, contributing to the conservation of important natural resources such as water catchment supplies. Many of the programs addressing desertification will continue to deliver benefits for decades to come and will show long-term returns on the initial capital outlay. Programs in the Monitor's Adaptation Performance Review that have proven to be effective in preventing desertification include rehabilitation of existing woodlots in degraded areas, soil conservation, enhanced livestock management, reforestation, and replanting. Thank you for listening to this brief discussion of the human impact of desertification. For more information about climate change vulnerability, please visit www.darint.org/cvm or tune in soon for another podcast from the Climate Impact Series.